FIFO Life on Triple M. I'm joined by Taryn Houghton from Helping Minds. Hey, Taryn, how's it going?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Now, last week was Mental Health Week, but also Carers Week. So let's start with, what is a mental health carer?
Mental health carer, kind of the way that we view it, is anyone who is a friend or a family member that is supporting someone who has either been diagnosed with a mental illness or is going through some mental health challenges. So if you are the go-to person for somebody in your life, if they call you when they're not feeling well, if you worry about them, if you take them to appointments or if you organise things around the home for them, if you kind of just go above and beyond and you're their go-to person, then in our field, you classify yourself as a carer.
So what is the aim of Carers Week?
Carers Week is here to celebrate carers. Whether you're supporting somebody that has a mental illness, whether you're supporting somebody who's elderly, whomever you are caring for, whether it's a physical disability, what we find is that carers are the unsung heroes. Okay, we all know that when we're really sick, we go to hospital, but most people, even with a mental illness, are only in hospital for a very small amount of time. For the rest of the time, they're supported by their friends and their family members. And for many carers, it can be incredibly exhausting. I don't know about you, but when my kids are sick, and you've got to juggle everything, of course you're there to look after them, but it adds that extra strain to the family. Imagine that 24/7.
Would be full on. So if we're caring for someone with a mental illness, it's also important to take care of ourselves. How can we go about that?
The best thing to do is actually just, recognise that there are support services out there for you. So obviously there's Helping Minds is here for you, and we can be supporting you with kind of understanding what's happening, within your life, but also within your loved one's life, because it's really important. Our support workers are there to support the supporters. That's what we say. So it's a good idea that you can actually support each other and educate yourself about what is happening for your loved one. Don't wait until you get to the point where you're so exhausted. What we find all the time is that by the time the friends and family members come to access our support, they've been, a carer for many, many years and they're so tired and worn out. So these support services are here so that you don't get so tired and so worn out. So please reach out if you need to.
So how can we reach out? How do we get in contact?
Jump on our website, helpingminds.org.au. Give us a call on our 1800 number, 1-800-811-747. Or if you're in the metro area, 9427-7100. And I just want to give a big shout out to all of the carers out there. You're doing an amazing job and thank you for everything you do.
Well said. Thank you very much, Taryn.
Thanks.